90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Going to give you a little Movie Monday bonus feature. This is like the extended version today. We're in a holiday week, so all bets are off. Like, nothing matters right now. But I saw this and I thought, okay, Madonna fans, you might be interested in this. She's turning, or considering, I guess I should say, turning the biopic she's been working on into a series instead of a movie. But she wants your input first. She wants to hear from fans. She said she's been facing challenges from producers and agents to get the film made. So, movie or series? What would you rather see?
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Taking its toll on me, she said goodbye too many times before. I tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night, so hard to keep her satisfied.
CFW. My parents got into town on Saturday. They're staying all week. My husband is getting into town on Wednesday, so he's not here yet. But when is the best days to travel and be on the road for the least amount of congestion? Find those numbers and days and times on the Facebook page with CFW.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. Every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? And there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss, hold you tight. Well, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. I was born to love her.
Be a part of me.
Coming up at 3, it's The Drive Home with Jay Roberts. And don't miss Throwback Nation Radio with Tony Lorino tonight at 7, all on 105.7 CFW.
This workday is sponsored by Royce Roberts Realtor at Edina Realty. Find your perfect place. Just Google Royce Roberts Realtor at Edina Realty and make your dream home a reality.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried Shopping Jewelry Television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Yes, he's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
CFW.
105.7
the 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW. We've got Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant lunch for two on the line, and your chance to text and win very soon with CFW through that Civic Media app. Stick around.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Precious kisses, words that burn me. Lovers never ask you why. In my heart, the fire's burning. Choose my color, fine.
CFW. We'll be right back.
more. It's 105.7 CFW. Now, Thanksgiving is coming up on Thursday, but that does not mean that Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant will be closed for the holiday. Oh, no, my friends. They're going to be open for lunch and for dinner, and they take reservations. Would you like free lunch that you can try out? Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant. Maybe you go on Thanksgiving. Maybe you go some other time. Lunch for two could be yours. Text that in through the Civic Media app with CFW. And here's your keyword. It's feast. F-E-A-S-T. Because that is what you will be having for Thanksgiving or any other time you go to Hot Pot Barbecue Sushi Restaurant. Because they have an all-you-can-eat buffet. And you can try that Hot Pot experience. Feast is your keyword to win lunch for two. F-E-A-S-T. Text it through the Civic Media app with CFW and good luck.
We'll be right back. made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
At Lean and Peterson Architects in the Chippewa Valley, we know a lot of people want to support our troops but just don't know how. SendACarePackageToday.com connects you with trusted organizations that pack and deliver military care packages. It's super easy. Just point and click. Show your support today. SendACarePackageToday.com is brought to you in part by Bill Betcher at Lean and Peterson Architects here in the Chippewa Valley. Visit LeanandPetersonArchitects.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, I'll come back from a concert with my kid or a dinner with my husband, and I'll think, man, it would be nice to find something to do that doesn't cost so gosh darn much. Today, I have a tip for something to fill your time and your heart, but not drain your wallet. Volunteering. Now hear me out. There's been a lot of research on this. It shows that volunteering can help you feel less stressed, less down, less worried. You can do it with your church or food bank. You can look for events that align with your interests. We love a Ren Fair and a beer festival over here. Volunteering can build social connections. It helps people feel less lonely, and that can keep you healthier and living longer. And when you volunteer, your brain releases all these great chemicals like serotonin or dopamine, things that just make you feel good. For more feel-good money tips, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting a good start to the gun deer hunt season. DNR officials say they saw a great turnout on Saturday for the season opener, from individual hunters to families out in the woods together. They also say there were no injuries or incidents to report from the season opener. As the season continues this week, officials are reminding hunters to continue wearing their bright orange gear to make themselves more visible to other hunters and prepare themselves for colder temperatures later in the week. Energy officials are reminding hunters to check the heating systems at their cabin during the gun deer hunt season. For hunters who may not visit their cabins regularly, restarting the heating system or using a portable heater inside could cause higher carbon monoxide levels. Officials are also reminding hunters to check the batteries in their carbon monoxide detectors or buy one if they haven't already, as the gas is odorless and essentially invisible. Symptoms related to carbon monoxide inhalation include dizziness, nausea, and potentially unconsciousness. The city of Eau Claire has barricaded the entrances to a pair of caves that were being used as shelter by the unhoused population. According to city officials, the decision to barricade the caves was made due to public safety concerns, both for residents and for first responders who were being called to the sites. One of the caves was near the Brewing Project and the other near Boyd Park. City officials say they will consider removing the barricades in the future after ensuring the safety of both the unhoused population and first responders. The Dunn County Health Department is inviting residents to discuss the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment. According to a press release, the Health Department will host a public meeting on December 6th to get community input on the health challenges facing the area. This year's study found that access to health care, child care, and housing, as well as water pollution and environmental concerns, are the top issues facing residents. County officials are looking for solutions from the community to make sure all potential options are considered. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A wintry mix, Waves winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. But the good news is we'll be sitting pretty under a ton of sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
CFW. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. The scars.
And more. 105.7 CFW.
We'll be right back.
90s and more. It's 105.7 CFW. Time flies when you're having this much fun. Already time for me to head on out. If it's hard for you already to keep track of days and times this week because of the holiday coming up, when you have some quiet time, if you missed a Movie Monday earlier today, you can catch up on all that good stuff that you missed on the blog section at WCFW.fm.
It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic?